On the line, Williamson County Commissioner Ron Ellis. First off, Ron, morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. A little bit different than yesterday. Yesterday we were talking about how it went from 37 to 57 and yep. then got higher, and then today it's exact opposite.
And what we're looking at, of course, is when things get mixed up like that, things like what happened yesterday afternoon around 5, 6, and, of course, depending on where you were because you saw this hail falling. I mean, like snow in Marion yesterday. And then, of course, a storm that starts in Carterville, goes through Heron Energy, and then off to the northeast. Ron, what's the plan now, Williamson County, cleaning up and moving forward from last night's storms?
Yeah, we talked to Kelly last night, our EMA director, and she was going to draft up a declaration to declare a disaster area for the areas that were hit in case cumulative there was enough damage involved that they might qualify for help from IEMA or FEMA. Probably that won't happen, but you don't want to take the chance that you're leaving potential money on the table for our citizens. So that'll happen later this morning. And then, as you said earlier, we've got the people coming in to determine what kind of if it was a tornado or straight line winds. It appears that it probably was a tornado, and it did some skipping. It just didn't stay on the ground the entire time because it hit different areas, but it was definitely the same cell system that worked all the way from middle of Williamson County to Saline County. And there was damage along the way. We had damage along Crenshaw Road. We had damage in White Ash toward Galatia, and then into Saline County. There were some homes totally destroyed over there, too. So it was a very powerful storm.
Now, the reason for the disaster declaration, because there's accounting behind this, the disaster declaration has to be signed. Then everybody's got to start piling up their receipts. In the past, when that was not done, we kind of left ourselves hanging out to dry. So the idea is sign this, keep all the receipts, see if we reach the necessary threshold for state assistance or federal assistance or assistance from other groups. There's a threshold there that has to be met.
That is correct. And, you know, we'll work with Saline County closely on that and to try to make sure that nobody's left behind, literally, and to try to open up the avenues for help. The Red Cross was already involved last night helping people that were displaced from their homes because we had at least 25 homes were directly affected by this storm last night.
I got to tell you, Ron, I'm a little surprised by that number. I knew that I'd seen had been, you know, lighter constructed materials, you know, areas, pole barns, that type of thing, the shed that covers the golf carts, you know, at the golf course there on the south side of Heron, that type of thing. And I knew some windows and roofs had been removed, but I didn't know that homes had been rendered uninhabitable.
Yeah. And we were, you know, Tom, I heard you ask the question earlier, and it appears we were unbelievably blessed by the time this storm hit, because when it came through, you're talking about dinner hour, people being home, and a couple of homes that were just totally destroyed. Nobody happened to be home. And there, that I'm aware of at this moment, there were no major injuries and no fatalities. So, you know, we were very blessed for that.
Well, I know a number of people that I spoke to last night said, I should not have been driving. I mean, they were point blank. I should not have been driving. And they were, and you know, they were on 148 when they said after they said that. That's what they were talking about specifically.
We had a couple of areas in our region down south of us in Pulaski County. They had some really bad straight-line winds also. I haven't heard anything from down there yet. But I was literally talking to someone, and I personally, I waited where I was an extra 45 minutes because I was getting ready to drive home when it started, and I did not want to drive in that mess either. So I literally stayed where I was for an extra 45 minutes just to let it pass.
Right. Hey, do you know when the National Weather Service crew is going to be making their appearance? We spoke with the National Weather Service this morning. They said they were coming. Do you know if they're coming up? They'll be here this morning?
They will be in here early this morning. I don't have a time because they were flying in, but I know it's going to be early this morning.
Okay.